Welcome to Oceanside Community Church's Advent devotional readings, where we will be reading from Walter Wanger and Jr.'s book, Preparing for Jesus. My name is Christiana, and today I will be reading chapter 22, entitled The Story, Going Up to Bethlehem, which begins with a scripture reading from Luke 2, verses 1 to 4. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Hush now, here is the core of the story. It begins in earnest. The earth is turning towards the birthing of its king. The heavens have started the slow spiral down to a Judean town. In an instant in eternity, in the space inside a manger, both shall meet like fingers touching. Governments and people, too, are entoiled in the measureless event, though ignorantly, since the company of those who know what God is doing is humble still and very small. Governments and people, yes, and all the world, all the world. The Emperor Octavian, whom the people called Augustus, the sublime one, consecrated and divine, the Emperor Octavian, whose other name, Caesar, will grow so grand as to embrace the world rulers from millennia hence, czars and kaisers. The Emperor is unwittingly involved. He decrees a worldly thing, and heaven smiles. All went to be enrolled. Then, vastly, humanity itself begins to move. Wheels and wheels turning, tribes and tongues and peoples and nations all caught in the movement of heavenly revolutions, but unaware. They are moving absently, their heads bent down like oxen at the mill wheel. Oh, what a puzzlement of the population of this dark earth! They know not the nearness of God. They elevate their emperors to the status of the divine, but at the descent of true divinity, they all go about their business unaware. Nevertheless, they go, and their business is heaven's business, in spite of all, because God loves them. God loves them, and that's the reason for this grand migration of heaven and earth towards one another, in order to meet and marry in the birth of a baby. Vastly, humanity is moving, while angels as silent as snow fall down from heaven. The peoples are rivers flowing uphill, up from Galilee to Judea. And here is the precious center of all these universal turnings. A man and a woman are climbing a winding path to Bethlehem. No one notices. They are lowly and all too common. It is evening. They make a small silhouette against the fiery sky. Long, long they have been traveling. The journey began 2,000 years ago when the Lord said to Abraham, "In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." The woman knows when this journey began. Even now, as she labors uphill, she sings the soft song in her heart. He is helping his servant Israel. Remembering the mercy he uttered to our fathers, Abraham, and his posterity forever. The woman knows. Though no one else in the world may know, she knows. The life inside her is about to become the life of the world. Ah, but hush. Hush now, my best beloved, for what ancient journey and the turnings together of heaven and earth and the imminent collision of angels and peoples. Why, it all began the day before yesterday, when governments decreed enrollments and Mary and Joseph packed a bag in Nazareth and started walking south to Bethlehem, to the dawning. And we end now with a prayer. O Lord, and I know it too, Mary may go calmly towards her Christmas, but I am filled with excitement for mine. O my Lord God, of the little and of the large, your love is as universal as all creation, and yet as particular as my small heart. Here at Christmas, you embrace the nations. Whether they know it, whether they confess it or not, you, Jesus, have saved all people from their sins. But you are the baby in my cradle, here in my house and under my tree. How can such impossibilities be? But with God, nothing, I know, shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening.